With your coronavirus update for Tuesday, August 22nd, I'm Jim Watkins. With the news of new variants and mask mandates now popping up in some colleges and federal branches of government and schools, we thought it would be helpful to look at trend lines from week to week on the coronavirus update. Overall, in the United States, with the week ending of August 21st, there was actually a significant drop in new cases from just over 13,000 new daily cases per day to just over 5,700 this week. That would represent a 57% decrease in average daily cases across the United States. In the meantime, 41 deaths were reported in the last 24 hours from COVID-related illness across the country. The seven-day daily average is now 23 deaths per day, down from 68 one week ago, a 66% decrease in daily deaths across the United States. So while we had a bit of a surge on Monday, otherwise deaths from COVID remain statistically low. It should be noted also that new COVID cases are popping up in New York and New Jersey, representing all of the new cases in the United States in the last 24 hours. New York reported 767 new COVID cases on Monday. New Jersey reported 496. The seven-day average of new cases in New York is just under 1,100. In neighboring New Jersey, daily seven-day averages of new cases is at 562. So statistically, COVID is not seeing a surge out of the ordinary in those two states. To be clear, no other state reported COVID cases on Monday, except the territories of Puerto Rico, which reported 754 new cases in one day, but no deaths. Coming up, News with Impact. And now with News with Impact, mRNA inventor Dr. Robert Malone said this on Tuesday regarding Pfizer's plan to roll out the ARES vaccine. He says Pfizer is already pushing its updated COVID-19 shot, with headlines stating that there are data demonstrating that these revised products elicit neutralizing antibody activity against the ARES subvariant in mice. ARES and Parola are the newest COVID-19 subvariants, and he says there are no validated correlates of protection for any coronavirus, and the implication that murine neutralizing antibodies demonstrate, quote, effectiveness is absolute disinformation. This coming from Dr. Robert Malone. Malone also added that although he has seen the primary data, some reports state that ARES may be more transmissible than other variants, but all indications are that it does not appear to be more severe than Omicron. And there is also a new variant, BA.2.86, and nicknamed Parola. You may have heard about it in the news, but so far, symptoms associated with that also appear to be mild. Other news, Novavax Inc. said on Tuesday that its updated protein-based COVID-19 vaccine generated an immune response against emerging forms of coronavirus such as ARES, the new subvariant. COVID infections and hospitalizations have been rising slightly in the United States, Europe, and Asia, some news agencies are reporting, with more cases in recent months attributed to the EG.5 subvariant, which we've nicknamed ARES, a descendant of the Omicron lineage that originally emerged in 2021. As far as mask health officials believe, with school starting next week and already started in some areas, regions of the country, and for the next several weeks across much of America, they may decide to implement a mask as a safety precaution. Though, according to the CDC, masks are fairly ineffective at mitigating spread of COVID and its subvariants. However, other studies show a person who coughs or has symptoms of the flu might offer some protection to others who are in closed quarters. And we will continue to update you on the latest significant news. And remember, facts not fear. For Tuesday, August 22nd, with your coronavirus update, I'm Jim Watkins.